Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Alohi Gilman met with the media as the Ravens count down the Sunday night showdown with New England.
To get that recognition after a big performance and, of course, your first touchdown slash assist.
I mean, it was cool, man. I mean, it's definitely an honor. I don't know. I'm not really one of those guys that get too high or get too low. I'm kind of an even keel guy, so honor, but only thing on my mind is the Patriots. So,
how important is it, though, as a team to carry over performances like that?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think anytime you can stack performances, it, you know, it builds trust. It builds that, you know, ability to stay confident in these situations. So, our defense is in the right direction. Talk about December football being at our best. And just keep stacking wins and keep stacking good performances, and everything will take care of itself.
I know he's still young, but what jumps out with you with May of this season, especially compared to the growth from last year?
Yeah, I think with May, he's just really calm. You could tell he's gotten really comfortable back there, makes good decisions, isn't in a hurry to make splash plays when he doesn't need to. He just makes the right reads, and I think that's the biggest thing that you can see. So he's playing really well, and, you know, a lot of respect for him.
Well, what is it about either what the Ravens have asked you to do or sort of the change of environment that you feel like has sort of unlocked some things in his defense, but also in you as a player?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think for me, I was a 6th-round pick, the Chargers 6 years ago, and you kind of always go through a narrative coming into the league, kind of only a special teams player, not this, not that, you know. But for me, I've always found a way to be versatile, meaning I could play, you know, playing deep, playing in the box, covering people. And for me, I think they've allowed me to be here and just be the best version of me. So putting me closest positions to control the back end and just help make as much plays as I can. You know? So I think shout out to, you know, the Ravens, and I'm, you know, really appreciative of them for just having faith and trust in me and not, you know, having to restart again. You know, they just allow me to come in and just be me, and that's helped me a lot and the team.
You know, I know you got your hands full figuring out stuff here and trying to win games here. But do you ever kind of look back at Chargers and sort of see how they're doing? And I mean, are you ever like sort of doing the mental math of like the trade and things like that, like what the Ravens gave up to get you?
Not really, honestly. Just because it wasn't really my focus. I mean, I think coming here, I just trying to embrace the moment. I keep in touch with some of those guys, though. You know, I root for them for sure. You know, like they. You know, I've spent a lot of years there. I got a lot of great relationships with them. But my focus has just been here, really, and how can I be the best guy here.
It seems like the Patriots do try to press the ball deep downfield with May. How big of a priority is it to maybe try to limit the deep throws?
Yeah, it's definitely a priority. Anytime a team like that who can be that explosive, it's, you know, something that we have to keep an eye out for. When that's in any game, but specifically with them, they've been able to execute on those on a higher level than other teams. So for us, just being tied in all together and on those looks and take away some of those things. And I think if we can do that, we'll be in a good spot.
You guys have kind of been backs against the wall, must win for a while. But knowing the magnitude of these final three and what they mean, does it feel any different approaching this stretch?
I think the sense of urgency is different, obviously. You know, it's kind of a do or die trying kind of situation. So for us, we're just trying to be all in as if this is the game, this is the last game of the season type of thing. So I think everyone has that sense of urgency. And you know, when your back's against the wall, you know, that's kind of where you play your best ball, I think. And that's how I've kind of, you know, grew up playing, and back against the wall, I'm kind of used to those situations anyway. So kind of the underdog mentality, at least for me, that's how I've been raised and who I am. So no, I love it.
You played a bunch of Pro Bowl level quarterbacks this year already, Chargers to Ravens. Just, do you feel like what you are getting Sunday with Drake May kind of feels like a potential playoff, maybe just the caliber of quarterbacks who wouldn't win in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, he's playing on a, you know, on a high level, on an elite level. He's definitely taking his game to another level this year compared to last year. And I think overall, just as a team, they got a great team that complement each other. They know their role. They play really hard. They're smart. So they're gonna play all four quarters. So it's gonna be a good challenge for us. But you know, it's always fun when you play against the best guys. That's kind of what you want. You know, it's like going against Joe Burrow, the Bengals. Like, yeah, like let's go, let's do it. You know what I mean? So that's my mentality, and I'm excited for it.
With the final home regular season game being Sunday, do maybe the disappointments of the past couple of home losses, does that motivate this team at all?
Yeah, I think we kind of have mentioned that. How we got to play better at home. And it's not a big jump. It's just little things here and there. It's not a question of our character, our culture, identity. It's just a matter of, you know, executing on a high level on more consistent time, you know, more consistent basis. So that's kind of been our focus. And, you know, we want to leave this home, you know, this Baltimore Ravens community with a go out with a bang, you know what I mean? If this is going to be our last one, like, let's go all in. So same mentality, do or die trying. This is it. Hopefully, the Ravens community can hop along with us on that, and it'll be fun.
I mean, technically, you guys are fighting for another home game. I mean, yeah. Because the way the standings work out, I think you can only host a playoff game, right? So it's really...
You tell me. I don't even know. I'm just focused on today, on tomorrow, and focus on the Patriots. So if that's what it is, that's what it is. So we gonna go down swinging, or we gonna go swinging no matter what.
Yeah. Great. Thank you, though.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it.